Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking some Titans and the future of the quarterback position. And to help us do that, we head to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend John Glennon to the program from the Nashville Post. John, good morning. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys?
We are well.
Good.
Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, John, let's just start right off the top here with Will Levis. He gets benched on Sunday. Callahan is asked yesterday about the plan at quarterback this week and basically says he's going to take the next 2 days to come to a decision on that front. Talks about how, you know, players have to be held to the same standard. And I walked away yesterday, John, thinking to myself that the Will Levis era here in Nashville is done and that Callahan is out on him. Could be wrong, but that was the takeaway that I had. What about you? What did you make of Callahan's comments yesterday and what it means for the future of Will Levis?
Yeah, you know, I did think it was an interesting tack, a different tack from earlier this season. You know, when Will Levis was struggling, the party line was constantly, okay, we're going to work with him. We're going to give him the whole season to be evaluated. We want to see the full picture of Will Levis, you know, give him time, so on and so forth. There was none of that. The company line from earlier in the season, it was, I'm going to take a couple of days. And honestly, I would agree with you. It sounded more like Mason Rudolph may well be the guy this Sunday than Will Levis. And, you know, you have to think that Brian Callahan may be thinking a couple things. A, that the evaluation period of Will Levis is done at this point. I mean, he's seen him now for 11 starts. We haven't seen a lot of progress for Will Levis this year, in overall numbers. And he may be willing to say, hey, maybe Mason Rudolph gives us a better so we put him in there. There was certainly a different tone, I would say, from Brian Callahan yesterday than what we saw earlier in the season.
Okay, so you agree with us, because the entire premise of this show is that he's getting everyone ready to tell them that Mason Rudolph will be the starter, which to me, John, is, first of all, who wants to watch that crap? I mean, I don't. And second of all, I mean, to me, that, yeah.
Which crap, the Will Levis crap or the Mason Rudolph crap?
Well, look, man, good point. I'll absolutely sign up for the Will Levis crap, which is You might have some awesome throws and some wow turnovers and just a wild time. And Mason Rudolph is just boring, but then he'll still throw a bad pick. And also, like, there's just no, like, what's the upside? Here's what I don't buy, okay? And he already started to say it, because, like, you're absolutely right. Like, right, the tone has changed. The narrative has changed. At 3-11 with three games left, I just don't buy this, well, everyone should be judged the same way. Like, this is some, I mean, everyone is just, it's a death march to the end. And, you know, they're going to try to win, and these guys are going to be pros and all that stuff. I don't think that matters. I think this is about, like you said, John, they're done. And also, I do think that it's about a little bit of, well, next year when the coach and GM are back, you know, the quarterback was really kind of the problem this year, folks. So now get excited, because next year there's going to be a new quarterback. What say you?
Well, yeah, here's what I agree with you in the fact that I don't think there's a real downside of starting Will Levis for this Sunday or for the rest of the season. Obviously, there's no playoff situation you're worried about. Honestly, whether you win or lose doesn't make a big difference. And your the chances are that Will Levis is going to be here next year, whether it's as a starter or as a backup, we don't know. But there are better odds of Will Levis being here, I think, certainly than Mason Rudolph, who's on a one-year contract, who is a known quantity at this point. You're not looking for anything in Mason Rudolph. You pretty much know what you're getting in him. So, I don't see any real advantage in starting Mason Rudolph. Why not give Will Levis that opportunity maybe to bounce back? He's got three more division opponents. Maybe he gives you something down the stretch to kind of make you think a little bit more during the offseason. But, you know, again, if you're Brian Callahan, maybe you're thinking of a couple things. A, maybe your evaluation is complete. And B, you know, maybe Brian Callahan is thinking, hey, I need to win a game or so to make sure I'm completely safe come the off season. And maybe right now, Mason Rudolph gives me that chance in the next game or two more so than Will Levis. So that may be entering in the picture as well, because I thought it was interesting, you know, all the talk about the locker room accountability. It makes sense, you know, that he's replaced other guys earlier in the season. Why not quarterback as well? But I'm a little suspicious, again, in the fact that we didn't hear much of that earlier in the season when Will Levis was struggling. So I think there's probably a little bit more going on than just that.
Exactly. It's spin zone time.
Well, and John, you bring it up. So, you know, knowing full well that this owner has done some wild stuff the last couple of years here, and you can never really predict what's going to happen. As we sit here today, this football team is 3-11, well below, you know, what anybody hoped that they would be this year. And now it looks like your quarterback is on the outs and you're going to be looking for another one, be that a free agent, be that a draft pick this offseason. So how do you view the job status of Rand Carthon and Brian Callahan moving forward? Do you think both of them are safe heading into next year? What's kind of your view as we sit here today on that front?
I would think that they are both safe. You know, I would think in terms of Brian Callahan that when you bring in a head coach, you know, you want to commit to him for more than 1 year. That said, the year has clearly not gone well, you know, and I understand what Brian Callahan's message has been, you know, for the last few weeks in terms of, you know, the trusting in the process and seeing progress, even though there's not been the results. But there have to be results at some point. You know, you have to show the fans something. I think the fans are speaking very clearly by the fact that they haven't showed up at Nissan Stadium for weeks, by the obvious frustration. And you know, it's understandable. What have the Titans shown us this year? You know, 7 of the 11 losses by 10 or more points. Point differential right now is minus 125, which is tied for second worst. You're tied for second in the NFL in penalties, and you're tied 30th in the NFL with a minus 13 turnover ratio. Obviously, the 3-11 record is the bottom line, too. So as much as you want to say, you know, that this team is still giving its all, and I think it is. I think there's a lot of energy. I think there's a lot of enthusiasm. But there has to be more. So, you know, I think, you know, maybe even more so than, say, 3 weeks ago, I think there's probably more of a chance that Brian Callahan doesn't return next season. But I would overall picture, I would think that you try to commit to a first-time head coach for more than 1 year.
Well, what about just the idea of just the front office? They've had 2 years, and I know it's different situations. You know, trying to work with Vrabel last year, you know, and obviously, you know, they hired Callahan this year. What about the idea of just the front office being changed while they continue to let Callahan prove he's a good coach?
Yeah, I honestly, I don't see that either. I mean, I liked, and I think most people liked what Rand Carthon did last off season. You know, I mean, the Titans had a ton of money, and they spent the money, and what it appeared to be wisely spent as well. You know, they filled a lot of holes. They signed some good players. I mean, some of these guys have been hurt since then. But, you know, I think he had this roster in pretty decent shape going to the offseason. I think this should be a better team than what it is right now. I think it should be at least a team that's kind of hovering around 500 opposed to, you know, what the situation is now. And, you know, I think, you know, the drafts, you know, you can still say there's a time that we still need to see what comes out of the drafts. But I think some of the players have been pretty solid. Well, I think Rand Carthon, to me, I think is in better shape based on what he has done than what Brian Callahan has done this first year.
So to that front, you know, if quarterback is now on the table again for them to figure out this offseason, you know, sitting here today, John, knowing that things are going to change 1,000 times over between now and the first round of the NFL draft, like, it doesn't feel like there's a ton of great options for the Titans at quarterback. The free agent list is not very long. Everybody keeps bringing up Sam Darnold. I'll be convinced that he's not in Minnesota next year when I see it. So there's not a lot of great free agents. And then you look at the draft, and most of the draft experts aren't super high on quarterbacks in this year's draft. And right now the Titans are bad. Unfortunately for them, a lot of other bad teams in the NFL as well that also need quarterbacks. So how do you view, if this is it for Will Levis, how do you view kind of the obstacles now in front of them in search for the next quarterback?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing too, is it's easy for us in the media or fans or whoever to say, yeah, that's it. Will Levis, we're done with him. He's had his chance. It's not happening here. But you have to look at the alternatives and the options as well. And there, as you just referenced, there's not a buffet of quarterback options out there either. I think, that free agent list at this point looks like it's going to begin and end with Sam Darnold. And as you say, certainly Minnesota will have the inside track on re-signing him after this year. Who else you look in that free agent list? Justin Fields? I don't see him being a miracle worker in any case either. So it's a difficult situation because, as happens every year, I think, in the draft, you see some of the initial big board talent projections come out. And when you see those, the quarterbacks in the upcoming draft aren't necessarily right near the top. But what happens all the time is teams that are desperate for quarterbacks will move up and take those quarterbacks. So I don't think there's any guarantee that this crop, there's that one or two miracle workers that magically turn the season around. So then, do you look at trade, for somebody that's unproven? And if you're trading for somebody unproven, you're giving up draft capital to bring somebody in too. So it's an unenviable task. Certainly for the Titans going forward. It's one thing to say, yep, Will Levis is done. See you later. He's had his chance. It's another thing to say, okay, who's next?
So it's going well. what we all would agree on. By the way, on the YouTube chat, Ed Henry says, wait, let me turn the volume up before Glennon gets on. I think your voice has been a perfectly fine booming level through this entire interview. Paul Kahar, like the crap Paul Kaharsky puts out there,
Thank you.
I mean, if you'd like to use this platform right now to rip him, please do.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're buying what Kowarski is selling, it's a you problem, not a me problem here. He likes to make up the occasional story too, and he likes to beat those false narratives to death. We know this about our beloved friend Paul Kowarski, so we just have to keep that in mind when he's chatting.
A very nice and gentle rip of Paul.
I enjoy it every
professional
second.
Professional, John.
John, great stuff, brother. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys.
John Glennon from the Nashville Post, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. Lots to continue on this discussion as it relates to quarterback and Will Levis and what the Titans do moving forward. We'll get more into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. 102.5 The Game and Cromwell Media have teamed up with the Nashville Predators for Coats for Kids, benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of Middle Tennessee. Donate a new or slightly used coat at the game studio or at the Fordyce Centers in Antioch, Bellevue, and Clarksville. Also this Friday, the game will be at the Fordyce Center in Bellevue from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We'll take donations, giving away some prizes, tickets to an upcoming Preds game as well. Coat donations will also be accepted at the Preds home game at Bridgestone Arena this Saturday against the Kings. For more information, visit thegamenashville.com/coats. Speaking of the Preds, we will have Preds Pick the Click later this hour, so be ready for that coming up at 8:45. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Brian Callahan addressing the media yesterday as it relates to the playing at quarterback moving forward this week. Will Levis benched on Sunday against, who in the heck they play Sunday? The Cincinnati Bengals is who they played. Lost by 10 points in that game. I did watch. I do remember. Will Levis to the bench. Brian Callahan asked about what the plan is at quarterback for this week. Here's what Callahan had to say yesterday at his press conference.
We'll go through your thought process and determine maybe where to go from here at the quarterback position and what kind of time frame do you think you'll
have. Yeah, I think, I'm going to use the next 2 days to go through that process and make sure that, the decision we make is the best one for our football team, and not really much to add to it at this point, and that's something we can visit with later in the week. So take the time here that I have to go through it all and make sure, we're doing the right thing.
So Callahan unwilling to commit to a starter yesterday at his press conference, and then talked about kind of some standards on the football team that have to be upheld that have been exercised in other positions this year with the Titans on the team, and how that could affect the quarterback decision as he moves forward. Here's what Brian Callahan had to say on that front.
Do you feel the other guys in the locker room have lost confidence in Will being able to win?
I don't feel that way right now. No, I don't think that that's the case. I just think that, you know, when you make mistakes, you know, plenty of guys on our roster throughout the course of the season have you know, they're just held to a certain standard, and you want to make sure that standard is consistent enough across the board at all positions. So just got to make sure that that's the standard we follow, and that the, you know, at the end of the day, if you're in position to make plays and you don't make them, or we have errors that cost us games, those are all count the same, I think, across the board. So those are the things that I have to look at to make sure that we're doing right by everybody involved.
So Joe Callahan spoke for a long time yesterday. Most of it was about Levis and the quarterback position and kind of the plan there moving forward. He didn't commit to anything, did not commit to Mason Rudolph being the starter this week, didn't say that Will Levis and his Titans career was done or anything like that. My takeaway from the press conference yesterday, Joe, was it felt to me like he is setting the table for Mason Rudolph to be the starter on Sunday against Indianapolis and potentially for him to be the starter the rest of the season here. And it felt like to me that the Will Levis era here in Nashville as a starting quarterback is done. Your takeaway from what Brian Callahan had to say at his press conference yesterday?
I think the same thing. So everybody count on Wednesday the announcement that Will Levis starts the rest of the year, continues to be the starter. But no, these comments to me feel like setting the table. And the whole comparing it to other positions and things like that, I think that there's a little bit of spin here with that. And I think that there's a little bit of, I think that probably Brian Callahan has seen enough. That's my guess. And if he has, I can make the case I think that they should still start him the rest of this season. I would do that. I think that's what they should do. If it's not, like when we had Glennon on, Dennis text in the text line said, I do think if Callahan goes with Rudolph, it's because he's worried about his job. It could be that too, like Glennon mentioned that too, like the idea of, you know, if you need another win or two. But I do believe this is also discussed, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, so I guess to me, it's like if there's actual discussions, you would think that, I don't know. Does Amy Adams Strunk say, you guys, it's your job, you're the football people, I'm the owner of the team? Or is it like, you know, we need to talk about this. This is a big, because if you do it now, how could you possibly say, but next year he's going to have another offseason and he's our guy. Yeah. Yay, Will Levis. I don't think you can.
I don't buy the job preservation stuff. Like, maybe from his standpoint, he thinks that right now. But I guess my standpoint in this is trying to view it through the lens of Amy Adams Strunk. Say they put in Mason Rudolph and they win a couple games. What does that change
about this year?
Now you feel great
about, you feel good about
like,
things?
What is winning a couple games here with Mason Rudolph as your quarterback against teams, by the way, that are not good in Indianapolis and Jacksonville? We'll see about what the Houston game looks like at the end of the year. But what does that change about what we've seen this year? Like, I don't know. I think, you know, you talked about it being too late in terms of the holding the standard and making that kind of like the example of the locker room. And I agree with that. To me, it's also too late for the, well, did you see they won a game at the end of the year? So now we were going to fire Brian Callahan, and we're not now because they won their fourth game of the year. Like, we're past that.
Yeah, I don't think it's job preservation. Certainly, you'd rather win than lose. You want to show, hey, we're 3-11. Things are going terrible still. These guys worked all week, and they showed up, and they won. What, that has to say something, right? I mean, sure, you'd much rather have that than not. But I don't think that but that's separate from the quarterback thing, too, right? So, and again, I'm assuming it was a pretty big decision if they go with Rudolph here. And I know that it'll be accompanied with Brian Callahan saying, this isn't the end, this is not, you know, that's fine, you can say that.
But it is.
But we all know what it is. And again, I believe, if this is the way it goes, that it's at least a subtweet, a subtle comment that, you know, of all the things this season, you know, if the quarterback play were better, this could have been a different kind of season. So that's what's going to be fixed. That's what's going to change. And that's how things are going to get better.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Trey to the program. Trey, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
We're good, man.
Trey.
Hey, I just want to say, just from my opinion, from the presser yesterday, he left the table. He left it open because he was saying that he wasn't going to commit to him. But then he was saying, oh, it was a bad game. Everybody has a bad game. So I think he's on the fence on it. And it wouldn't surprise me to see him playing next Sunday. And y'all have a good day. Thank y'all.
Yep, thanks Ray. Appreciate it. I mean, look, he could get up there on Wednesday and say, we're going with Will Levis on Sunday. He's going to start the rest of the year. I mean, I'm not totally closing the door for that being a possibility. Number one, that's not the takeaway that I had from the press conference yesterday. And number two, even if that's the case, I don't know that that changes the long-term discussion, like for the quarterback discussion for next year either. Like, it's going to be hard, I think, for Will Levis to overcome this at this point and be the starting quarterback next year. Like I've said it a couple times on the show today, and I'll stand by it. You're going to have a tough time selling to your fan base Carthon, Callahan, and Levis all coming back in the same role next year. Like, I don't think you can do that if you're Amy Adams Strunk right now. Glenn, so quarterback could be the one paying the price.
Glennon likes what the front office has done.
I noticed
some good stuff. Hey, look, with this franchise, you tell me that on Wednesday, Amy and Ran, they all show up and they announced a 5-year extension for Levis for $60 million. Yeah, sure, I believe that too. I mean, who knows? I got this texter. I'm going to read one of your texts because you are just blowing up the text line. I mean, which one do I pick here? The last one. Callahan is scapegoating Levis, and it's honestly disgusting. Levis stinks, but Callahan stinks more. Some people are convinced it's the coaching this year. You know, again, why didn't he develop or improve a young QB with every physical tool imaginable? You can go front office. You can go coach. You can go quarterback. What, you know, pick a path.
It's all on the table, man.
You got great arguments with all of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's all on the table, which I think makes the future just really difficult to dig your way into something positive as they look ahead here. 615-737-1025. We'll continue the discussion. Oh, if Brian Callahan is done with Will Levis, what does that mean? What does that mean for his future? What does that mean for Rand Carthon's future, the future of the quarterback position here for the Titans? We'll get into all that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game. This week's Nashville's Best Deal is from Brewster's Real Ice Cream in Hendersonville. Brewster's offers handcrafted cakes, pies, and ice cream flavors of peppermint Oreo, eggnog, and gingerbread man. Enjoy the magic of homemade happiness this season. Visit thegamenashville.com/deals and get half off a $50 gift card to Brewster's while supplies last. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. So, Joe, if our deductive reasoning of what we thought we heard yesterday from Brian Callahan's press conference is accurate, and he comes out this week and says Mason Rudolph is the starting quarterback and he's going to start on Sunday against Indianapolis, or says he's going to start the rest of the year, whatever the case is, and the Will Levis era is quote-unquote over here in Nashville, what does that mean? What does that mean for the future of the front office, the future for Callahan, the future of the quarterback position? On one hand, you could bring the front office and Callahan back next year and trust them to find the solution at quarterback, be that in the draft, be that in free agency. On the other hand, if you're Amy Adams Strunk, you could look at it and say, I want brand new everything. I want a new general manager. I want a new head coach and a new quarterback all coming in at the same time. You could go that route. And then, you know, there's offshoots of that. You could get rid of the front office, keep Callahan, and go through that song and dance too, if you wanted to, at quarterback. I'm really interested to see what this looks like. We've brought up different possibilities. None of them sound that great to me if I'm a Titans fan. Like right now, you're picking 6th overall in the draft. Could you find a quarterback at 6th overall? Sure, of course you could. Depending on who you ask, not very high reviews for this quarterback class coming into the fold. Now, that doesn't mean that one of them is not going to end up being a great player in the NFL. So maybe that's your guy. Maybe that's who you select this year. The free agent market. There's Sam Darnold. You know, I asked Titans fans yesterday on Twitter. I threw it out there. So if you're done with Levis, what's your realistic option? A lot of Darnold coming back the other way. Is Darnold realistic? Like, I guess until he has his next contract, we can discuss it. But I would just be stunned at this point if he's not a member of the Minnesota Vikings next year, or at least if they don't tag him and then do something with him after that.
Yeah.
So,
No.
Like, I just don't feel like that's going to be a realistic option for you this offseason. So, if it's
what
not
if they
Darnold,
don't? He's picking here?
That's the other thing. Like, you coming to this? Yeah. So,
not getting Darnold.
If it's not Darnold, go look at the other options at free agency. They're not good. I mean, they're not good at all. So, what do you do at quarterback here if you're the Titans? If you're out on Levis and you're keeping the rest of this group intact, be that the front office and the coaching staff, what is the next step at quarterback? And if you're Amy Armstrong, do you trust this current administration to find and select your next quarterback?
All good questions. There is one scenario here for Levis, which would probably be his best bet, which is the young QB scenario, because, you know, because even though I'm with you, if we hear tomorrow, it would be tomorrow, right? Is it tomorrow when the answer is going to come? I've been saying a couple days, but I think it would be tomorrow because I've been thinking it's Monday. But it's not. It's Tuesday. So if it turns out, you know, that it's Rudolph, then I agree. It's over for Levis as the guy that they're trying to figure out if he can be the franchise quarterback. It doesn't mean he's off the roster. And I would actually probably guess that if they do the draft thing, that he's probably, competition could be in camp, or it could even be like, well, Will's a starter, and then we'll bring a, you know, and then Shador will give him time, and then at some point, inevitably next season, he probably gets replaced, but at least that would be an opportunity to be a placeholder starter and keep proving that he can play, and that's probably his best case. But yeah, look, if they do go the veteran route, which is what I would guess, I would guess Levis is bounced. I would guess everybody's coming back. Front office coaching, maybe not Cole Anderson, but you know what I mean. The big names, and then I would guess an attempt to bring in a veteran, more of a placeholder, and try to be good as quickly as possible. But like you said, you know, what are your great options there? The Cousins, yeah, a lot of people are going to talk about Kirk Cousins after this year, because it hasn't gone well. They did draft Michael Penix, but they signed him to a big deal. And I just, you know, to me, if you're the Titans, any team that has offensive line issues, he's that type of quarterback that you really, it just doesn't work, you know? He's immobile. So I can't come up with a better one than him, because Darnold, I'm with you. It's just not realistic.
I mean, look, is Atlanta gonna cut him and take that dead cap hit?
Probably not. I think
they're gonna trade for him.
I think they would try to trade for him and get something back for that all that money that they would be eating. So
you gonna go pay Kirk Cousins that money after the year he's had?
Yeah, it's a tough sell. You know, I probably not. You know, but I mean, like again, it's. I mean, I would rather, if I'm trying to win, he is a good quarterback.
Yeah,
it's better option than like a Jameis or who else. I mean, you know, there's talk about like the Rams being ready to move on from Stafford. I mean, there's always something in an offseason.
They're getting ready to win the division.
Yeah, yeah. But there's always something that
comes
up kind of as a surprise. I mean, like Russ this year in Pittsburgh is a surprise. I know some people say Justin Fields. I personally don't think you're winning enough with him.
No.
No, I'd say, look, again, it's we keep circling back to, man, they're in a tough spot here, aren't they?
They are. Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Jim in Mount Juliet. Jim, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning. Hey, guys. Realistically, what kind of a QB are you going to get, veteran coming to the team, when he looks at the offensive line and sees right side is just getting steamrolled? Do you have to first bolster your line before you're going to get a QB of any kind of quality? I'll listen. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jim. I mean, to your point on that, like Darnold, let's say Darnold gets to free agency and Minnesota says, you know what, Sam, thanks for the great year. We did draft J.J. McCarthy in the first round last year. Good luck in free agency, which I don't think is going to happen, but let's say that does. And he's looking at his options, and this is one of those options. Like, are you
last on the list?
Like, yeah, like what?
I mean, that's what it is.
Why would you come here? Like, what is set up for you right now with this group to come? And look, you know, I mean, it's you can sell yourself a plan, right? Like if you're keeping this front office intact and you're trying to make a pitch to one of these quarterbacks, it's like, well, yeah, we're going to address right tackle and free agency and or the draft, and we're going to get you another wide receiver in here in the draft, and we're gonna go spend money and bring in an edge rusher on the defensive side of the ball. Like, we're gonna be a better team. Like, you could sell that.
I mean, you'll be signing people at the time. Like, hey, look at this, who we just signed.
Exactly. You know? Like, yeah. I mean, the roster is gonna change between now and that point when it comes time to make a quarterback. So you can sell it. I just think, given the track record of how it's gone around here the last couple of years, it's all going to be a tough sell to these veteran guys.
Yeah. Look, I will say, no, for sure. I mean, like, who would be, if that were to happen, which I just can't believe the Vikings would be that dumb, because he's played really well. And, yeah, someone on the Titans is like, well, you know, he needs good people around him to be good. Fine. If you demonstrate that you can play well with good people around you, well, then some people talk about you like you're an MVP candidate like Jared Goff. I mean, who cares if it's because there's a good team? That's the whole idea, to have a good team.
Yeah.
Most people don't have Patrick Mahomes and won't have Patrick Mahomes. So that's good. But who would be in the market for, you know what, Darnold, who would be more attractive than the Titans? I mean, anybody who would be in the market for a free agent. I mean, obviously the Raiders may not be more attractive.
Well, I mean, the Raiders, the Giants are going to be in the quarterback market. I have no idea about Carolina. Like, Bryce Young's playing better. The Saints are going to be in the quarterback market. Who knows with the Jets? Now, I don't know if the Jets are going back down the Darnold realm, and I don't know if Darnold's going to entertain that.
But Rodgers can come here.
What are the Browns doing? Well. Like, you still have that enormous contract to Watson. Like, there are plenty of teams out there that are going to be in the quarterback discussion. Like, you know, one thing that's going to be interesting, and we've heard Charles bring this up several times on our show, like, is San Francisco getting ready to just dole out a ton of money to Brock Purdy? They going to pay Brock Purdy $60 million a year? I don't know.
I think, like, they are, but yeah, but not for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be options out there if he makes it to free agency.
Yeah, so that's just a pipe dream again, even him being available. Just, I will say, of all the options, I don't think Justin Fields is going to, and I was huge on him coming out. I've been very disappointed. I was like, man, the Bears actually did a smart thing in the draft. It hasn't worked out. You saw what happened in Pittsburgh this year. You know, it's just they're winning, but they're a great D. And then Russ comes in. It's like, oh, wow, they look like they have an offense now, right?
Yeah.
I will say that, like, that as a possibility is not the worst thing to me. At least he's young, and you hope that a few things can get a lot better and click into place for him. It's certainly to me.
They can run away from the pressure a little bit when the offensive line collapses.
I mean, absolutely. Like, it's of all the possibilities out there, I might put that as good as anything, which again comes back to, man, you're in a tough spot. Unless there's just something that we're not thinking of that they might be able to pull
again,
off.
Like, long term, I understand if you're Amy Adams Strunk, there's been a ton of losing that's going on around here, and you're trying to get yourself out of the bottom of the NFL dregs. But, like, does it really serve your long-term purpose as a franchise well to say, all right, we're keeping everything together, and we're going to go get Justin Fields as our quarterback next year, and we're going to go 7-10, where we get a little bit better, we're a little bit more competitive, but now we're not in position to draft, like, that next quarterback that you're at. Like, does that really serve your interest all that much if you're Amy Adams Strunk right now? I can make the argument that it does not. So, to your point, not great options all the way around for the Tennessee Titans.
No, yeah. It's like a lot of the question, once we get past the question of who's coming back and who's not, a lot of the question is, how important is it next year to be okay, as opposed to how important is it to find the next quarterback and be willing to, with this franchise that is now 9-29 its last 38 games, continue that for a while longer.
Right, exactly. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Preds Pick to Click coming up next. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025. If you guess a goal score for the Preds tonight, you'll win a pair of tickets to a future Nashville Predators home game. We'll do that coming up next. Take your final thoughts on the Titans as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
It's time for Preds Picks to Click.
And a shot at a score.
Do you think you know who will score a goal in tonight's Predators game?
Little give and go.
Shoot your shot for a chance to win Preds tickets. Call 615-737-1025 now. It's Pick to Click, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
It is time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road. Preds in action tonight, taking on the New York Rangers. Peter Laviolette in town. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame 6 o'clock here on 1025-1063 the game. The standings in the competition, Rex Rowe still in first place with 5 correct answers. I am in second with 3. The listeners and Nick Keys are tied at two correct answers apiece. With that in mind, we head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Kevin to the program. Kevin, thanks for calling in. Who is your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators?
Let's go with Steven Stamkos.
Going with Steven Stamkos. Kevin, thanks for the call. Stamkos playing well lately. That top line starting to generate some looks offensively. We'll see if he can score tonight. Stamkos off the board. Nick Kieser, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
I'm going to go with Jonathan Marchessault. I think he's going to look good, and that all-forward power play might get the job done a couple of times this evening.
Preds need Philip Forsberg to find the back of the net. Hadn't done it a whole lot lately. He does it tonight. I'm going Forsberg. Stamkos, Marchessault, Forsberg. Rex Road, your pick to click.
How about a guy who scored for the first time in forever? Maybe a little heater coming? Luke Evangelista. Luke Evangelista.
Evangelista. Nice goal that he had the other night.
Yeah.
As well. Stamkos, Marchessault, Forsberg, Evangelista. The selections in Preds pick to click. Preds in action tonight against the New York Rangers. Joe, final thoughts on the quarterback part of this for the Tennessee Titans. One name we did not mention that others have brought up, which, okay, Daniel Jones as a potential answer at quarterback for the Titans. Your thoughts on that for next season?
Yeah, actually, it's probably a little bit better option than Justin Fields. I'd be more excited to watch Justin Fields than Daniel Jones. But Daniel Jones has had a good season. You read the stats. They weren't overwhelming. But he was good that year. Everybody was like, oh, my God, Brian Daboll, look at how he can develop quarterbacks. He won a playoff game in Minnesota at the expense of Kirk Cousins. And then it's been not very good since then. And he didn't look very good as a scout team safety either. But
he did not.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's got to be a name that's mentioned. There you go, folks. Get excited.
Last two seasons.
Chase came in here and threw out Mac Jones. I would throw that out.
I don't
throw
really,
that fish back in the water.
Either one of the Joneses you can keep. I don't have much interest in watching a Daniel or Mac Jones play football for this team. That's me. Maybe they feel a little bit differently. I mean, Daniel Jones the last 2 years, in 23 he played 6 games, threw for 909 yards, 2 touchdowns and 6 picks. And then this year, 10 games, threw for 2070 yards, 8 touchdowns, 7 picks. With a completion percentage of 63.3. You can have that. 6.1 yards per attempt, by the way.
Yeah, not great. Caleb says this has been a little bit on the text line today, as I have not kept up well. I need your help, Robbie. Please help me.
I'm locked out. So we're going
yeah, to have to get that. You've been banned from the text line. Yeah. Caleb says, just trade for Hendon Hooker. Now, look, I tried to make this trade earlier in the year.
You did.
Well, Harold Landry, who, by the way,
it's completely fallen off the cliff.
Kind of faded. He might be doing more with a team that, boy, do they desperately need anyone who can play any defense for him, and then you could have gotten him back. But, hey, didn't happen. That one is – I mean, seriously, I absolutely still believe in him as an NFL starting quarterback someday. I also think the Lions do. And so what would you have to give up? I mean, I think they like the idea of – keeping him and having him ready and kind of doing a Packers kind of thing with him when Goff is ready to fade out. So I don't know if you're going to be able to pull that off. You're probably going to have to offer up something hard to resist.
Can Malik play?
What that would be, I don't know.
Can Malik play? Go get Malik, bring him back?
Yeah, just can the Packers just send him back? Just do over? Can you have a do over? Send back Malik.
What would it take to get him? I mean, he's won 2.5 games for him this year.
I mean,
started 2 of them, won, and then basically played the entire second half against a Jacksonville team earlier this year and won, made some big plays in that one, too.
He did.
He's basically won 3 games for
Green
Bay.
6-rounder.
Okay.
It's going to take more than that.
Another name that we have not, but we have previously, but it is worth talking about is Jake Browning. Jake Browning is a guy who was with Callahan, is in Cincy, was with Callahan there, did very well last year. Does Callahan believe in him enough to be like he could come in here and win and everything could look better?
Maybe.
And what could they? And what would it take to get him?
I mean, Jake Browning.
He was good last year.
Completed 70% of his passes. He threw for 12 touchdowns, 7 picks. Like, he was fine.
He was surprisingly good, I would say.
Yeah.
Does that mean he's a good starting quarterback?
Yeah,
exactly.
He ain't got that here.
No.
So what does that mean for Jake Browning? I don't know what the answer to that is. Like, maybe Callahan loves him. And it's like, maybe that's their plan. I have no idea.
Could be.
Is Jake Browning
excited?
Is that your long-term plan at quarterback? I don't know.
Maybe he just needs an opportunity.
Maybe so. Look, I'm not opposed to that. If Callahan believes he can do it, there are worse options out there, I think.
He certainly knows him as a player.
He does.
So if he says he's excited about Jake Browning like he said he was about Will Levis, he actually has time spent with him that you could put into those words.
Yep. That also, looking back on it, doesn't sound great right now.
A lot of preseason comments that look awfully interesting now.
A lot of positivity going on. That does it for us today here on the program. We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Chasing Big Joe up next. You're listening to 102.5, 106.3 The Game.